Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Well, that snuck up on me. QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 1.
November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected.
The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics, such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I am going to mix it up a little this evening. We're going to try something a little bit new, a little bit old and a little bit new. We'll have a brief technical discussion suggested by Brad and 790D, and hopefully augmented by anybody else who has something to say about it, on the difference between front-to-back and front-and-rear ratios for directional antennas, Yagi antennas. So I know I'm going to learn something tonight, so stick around and maybe you will too. And then when we do our roundtable, usually we ask if anybody has a question that they would like asked or answered or discussed. And then we fall back on, you know, what you did last week at amateur radio. But in an effort to get to know all of our net participants a little better in this disconnected and difficult to communicate age, I'm going to augment that this evening by saying, you know, don't tell us just what you've done. Tell us what you think you might like to do. What is it in ham radio that you haven't yet done, but you'd like to try? It could be a particular type of operation, particular type of mode. It could be a particular event or contest or a particular goal or award or a particular kind of radio or work a particular kind of event. You want to build something. You want to, you know, talk a specific place. But, it, you know, it could also be other things in amateur radio that you might like to do that you haven't quite yet figured out how to go about doing. And just putting that stuff out there will help us all get to know each other a little better and help people with like interests connect and find a way to go forward. So feel free to do that if the spirit moves you to do so this evening as we go around the round table. So with all that out in front of us, let me ask if anybody has any other announcements. Anybody have any news or announcements that they would like to share with the net this evening, please call now. All right, hearing none, we will go ahead and take a round of check-ins while I look for upcoming events. Anybody who would like to join us this evening for the discussion, please call now.
This is K1HTV, also from Echo Link. KF4LUA, W8BT, Ski Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, AKT.
Kilo, Charlie, 3, Echo.
This is Kilo, Charlie, 4, November, Papa Delta,
W4VA,
AK4GG, KN4SPLH, KX4KU, in and out tonight. KO4,
Kilo.
KS1, PPY. All right, let's hold that there for a second. I know I missed some folks because we had some we had some doubles and we had some crosstalk between the repeater announcements, which I failed to turn off early because I was embroiled in something before the net. So we'll sort all that out right now. So if I don't call your call when you checked in, then you'll check in again in a minute. So I've got K1HTV, KO4LUA, W8BT, WD8QCN, AK4GG. I thought I heard KC3EGG on Echolink, but then I heard it disconnect, so I'm not sure he's still connected. KN4SPL, KX4KU, no comment. KO4QVB, I copy Quebec Victor Bravo, if that is incorrect. Please let me know in the next round. and KS1TPY. Okay, if I did not call your call, or if I messed it up, or if you would like to check in, go ahead and please call now.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel. This is Kilo Charlie 4, November Papa Delta, checking in on Echo Link.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu.
All right, Brian, picked up KC4NPD on Echolink. Thank you for joining us. And KO4 Victor November Zulu, thank you for joining us. All right, we will take one more extended pause here for any additional Echolink check-ins, just in case. So any additional Echolink check-ins, please call now.
Not on Echolink, but W4JOT.
And Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
All right, great. Got KM4OZH and W4JOT. Perfect. All right. So I did not hear N7IVV out there. Brad, N7IVV, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just didn't check in because I was just sort of assumed, I guess, for me. I assumed. I'm here, N7IVV.
Okay, good. Well, here is your opportunity if you would like to share what you learned about antennas. That you mentioned to me earlier today. So go ahead, take it away, and we'll use it as our starting point for our technical discussion. And, of course, don't forget our regular discussion topics this evening, what you did in amateur radio or what you would like to do. And so, NIVV, go ahead.
Okay, I guess for the that discussion, I don't want you to put me at the end of the list, but as far as the topic, I heard Rich K1HTV talking to someone I did not recognize the call the other day, and they got talking about antennas and beams, and I forget how it even came up, but they tossed around the terms front-to-back ratio versus, and then they also tossed out front-to-rear ratio, and I got thinking and scratching my little head, and I've seen those terms used, and I think a lot of us kind of feel like they're interchangeable. I always kind of sort of did, but I wasn't sure why there was two different terms. And, of course, that's always a warning flag, or it's like, you know, there wouldn't be two terms if they were the same thing, generally. So I asked Rich. I said to Rich, Rich, what is the difference between front-to-back and front-to-rear? And, of course, he told me, and I'll share what he told me, and then, of course, I'll let him, as when he comes around, I think he's next on the list, fill in the blanks. But it of course refers to, is used, I should say, with directional antennas. So for those of you that have seen the pattern, the gain pattern and whatnot, for various types of antennas, as you've looked over things and maybe drooled over directional antennas or whatever, it doesn't matter what frequency you're talking about, they all still have a pattern. The front of the antenna pointing at your intended recipient always is what everybody's most concerned about. You know, where is all that energy going? And, of course, the more elements you have, the more that tends to focus that energy down, and so you have all this wonderful gain in the front lobe, and they just call that the, you know, just the general gain of the antenna. But then they always have also, generally, I think in all catalogs, so they'll say front-to-back ratio. And then once in a while, you run across a front-to-rear. Well, in a nutshell, front-to-back, if you look at those diagrams, there's also a lobe off the rear of the antenna because it'll still radiate and still receives off the back of the antenna, off a Yagi. While the front-to-back gain number has to do with just that single lobe. If you picture the, it'd be nice if I could show you a picture tonight, but if you picture that diagram, you'll see that there isn't just a front lobe and a rear lobe. There's always a bunch of little lobes that go off in oddball directions, especially off the back. Well, the big lobe, if you will, and I'm being really simplistic in my description here, but the big lobe to the rear, the big lobe to the back is called the front-to-back ratio. But the combination of all of the lobes that are to the rear of the antenna are called the front-to-rear ratio. And apparently, if I'm not mistaken here, Rich, you'll correct me in a minute, but the combination of all of those lobes on the front-to-rear ratio is more of an indication of the noise suppression, I believe, or how much noise the antenna might pick up or reject, I should say, off kind of the sides and somewhat to the rear of the antenna. So that's a horrible description in a nutshell, I know, but that's basically what it is. Front to back is the big lobe to the rear, which tells you usually you want, I guess, a low front to back ratio because you really want your energy going out the front. And then you want also as little front to rear as you can accomplish so that you don't pick up too much noise. Now, with that said, I hope I haven't destroyed that topic completely. I will turn it back over to Net Control and you can move on with that for other comments and corrections. That's 7IVV. Go ahead.
KS4TK, correction.
All right, stand by, please. This is KF4TK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Services, Matt. And we will take comments on this topic. And I think we've got John lined up first, and anyone else who would like to weigh in specifically on this topic, I will call after. So we'll start with AK4GG, and then we'll call for additional comments on this topic. So, John, go ahead, please.
Yeah, unfortunately, Brad's just a little bit incorrect there. Certainly the front-to-back ratio, I think he's got right. So there's a minor lobe that is directly opposite the main lobe, the main large lobe, and that's called the front-to-back ratio. Now, many antennas have other lobes at heading rearwards that are larger than that back lobe. So they might come out at perhaps 45 degrees, and that is the front to rear ratio. So that lobe, whatever it might be, the large one that's at 45 degrees, is the the front to rear ratio. So it's not the collection of lobes towards the back, it's just one lobe, but it's not directly rear of the main lobe. I hope that kind of explains it. Over.
All right, so I'm going to read that back, and you're going to tell me if I've summarized this correctly for the net or not. The front to rear is the front main lobe versus the largest single rearward facing lobe, even if it's not 180 degrees direction away from the front lobe?
So that's correct.
Okay, and front to back is the front main lobe versus the lobe pointing exactly 180 degrees away from it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's correct.
Okie dokie. Well, I've got one thing in my head, and we'll see if anyone else has another perspective. Thank you, John, AK4GG. Anyone else have a comment on this particular topic, please call. All right. Well, we will spin around the table. Tell us what you've been up to, and tell us what you'd like to be up to in your near-term ham radio future. So we'll start at the top of the list with K1HTV. Go ahead, Rich. How are you doing?
K4TK in the net from K1HTV. Doing fine, working DX on the band. 12 has been open quite nicely. 10 is open to some degree, mostly South America. We did have a couple of things at the Pacific the past week, but solar flux isn't quite high enough to keep it, to make it as good as it was a number of weeks ago when the flux went up to 140 plus. As far as things I have not yet done, I'd like to do is work a station in North Korea. It's the only one I need. Of the 340 DXCC entities that are currently on the list, that's the only one I've never worked in my 60-something years, 64 years now almost, ham radio. Did work a P5 station operated by a fellow named Romeo and a Russian guy. It turned out he was not in North Korea, but in somewhere in Russia, right near the border. He eventually was drummed out of the DXCC program. He's now in prison, by the way, up in New York from some fraudulent crimes he committed. So, not a very honest man. His name was Romeo Stepchenko. Anyway, so I still don't have North Korea. But I do have a card from him, which says P5, the P5 call. As far as front to back, front to rear, my understanding still is that the combination of the lobes, because if all three lobes are the same value in dB. So you have three minor lobes in the back, all down, so 10 dB. The antenna with the single lobe is much better off than the one with the three lobes, because what's happening, wherever there's a lobe, you're introducing a possibility of receiving noise in that direction. So the combination of all three, if there are three minor lobes in the back, is worse than a single lobe of the same value. So anyway, as you turn your antenna around, it's possible, you know, there's noise. There could be noise from three sources, right, peaked on the three separate lobes, and they all contribute to the overall noise. Anyway, there's some advantages to having a poor front-to-back ratio antenna at times. Like a tri-bander does not have great front-to-back ratio. And if it's not designed properly, it's possible that it will have a very poor front-to-back ratio. But that could work for you for contests where you're working stations in Europe and at the same time working stations out west. The station with a poor front-to-back ratio will be able to receive them both and work them both. So if you have a, like my 40-meter beam has only about a 10 dB front-to-back ratio, I can have it aimed at Australia but still be working into Europe in the early morning hours when we still have some openings to Europe. But so there's some pluses in having a poor front-to-back ratio. But for overall, for noise reception, you're probably better off with the cleanest pattern you can get, with the main lobe being your optimum and very little off the back. V7BQH has made has measured the performance of many of the 6-meter and 2-meter Yagis. V7 Bravo Quebec Hotel, if you search that name, you'll see which Yagis work the best, and he also talks about front to rear ratio. So that's about it from here. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right, thank you very much, Rich. Can you give us that call sign for additional resources one more time?
The fellow's name is Lionel. His call is Victor Echo 7, Bravo Quebec Hotel, V7BQH, and he has analyzed dozens and dozens of antennas, modeling them, and also he models the optimization of the spacing if you're doing multiple Yagis, what the spacing should be, and what the gain is of the antennas in the front to back. So it's well worth looking into. If you're going to buy an antenna or build an antenna based on a certain design, I would look to that source of information first ever.
All right, thanks, Rich. Victor Echo 7 Bravo Quebec Hotel antenna data. Thank you very much. Anything else on that? You good?
That is all. Thank you, HQ.
All right, awesome. Thank you very much. Okay, good stuff. Moving on to Kilo Charlie 4 November Papa Delta KC4NTD. Sorry for the delay. Hope you're still out there at Echolink. How are you doing today?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel K4GVH will wait.
KC4NTD, are you there? All right, not heard. K4GVH, we'll put you at the bottom of the list of stations. Please wait until we call for additional check-ins before checking in. But you got you down there, Robert. KL4LUA, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good. I'm kind of naive on the subject of directional antennas due to my HOA not allowing antennas on the roofs and on towers. So I have to pass on that. As far as ambitions, what I'm trying to do is more phone contacts, trying to get more vocal phone contacts out there. It's a different world, you know, as doing digital and doing actual talking. So that's what I'm leaning towards. I do have a software question that I'd like to ask if that is permissible. Let me know. KO4LUA.
Well, I think I want to say yes, but we're 20 minutes into this net with a long way to go, and I think that what we should do is, are you able to send your question out onto the reflector or bring it to next week's net, or is this a time-sensitive thing for you?
I can wait. No big deal. It's just thinking about some software. No, go ahead. K4LUA.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely bring it to the table when topics are called for, either the Wednesday or the Sunday night, or go ahead and send an email out to the reflector and see if we can't get some get some discussion on that for you. But yeah, more phone contacts is a great objective, and if you have any specific questions or insights about that, you know, toss them out on the Wednesday net. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for those thoughts. All right, moving on to Travis, WABT, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike, and all of the net. Thanks for doing the net. Let's see, I just wanted to mention, I know Rich didn't mention it, but the front to back, front to rear, whatever, I think that might have been spawned from the W3LPL presentation that Rich posted on the Reflector, or Groups.io page. Is, I guess it's not actually the Reflector, but yeah, he did allude to the V7 station. I didn't quite get the last three the suffix of the call sign, but anyway, I as far as what I'm doing or looking forward to doing, kind of almost involved another question, but I know since we're already 20 minutes in, I won't ask it. But I'm looking forward to getting a hat for a Raspberry Pi from K8UT, Kilo 8 Uniform Tango. He's one of the, I think he maintains the N1MM website, but looking forward to getting all my transverters and antennas switching all automatically would be really nice. That's what I'm looking forward to. And as Chuck alluded to, too, as well, getting more sideband activity on, especially during contests, would be really nice. I know Terry W8ZN is trying to do that. I think he did a survey, but he never sent me the link. So, but anyway, it would be nice to get more sideband activity back on the bands, especially as the sunspots are coming up, and hopefully we'll get some F2 activity this year, but... That's what I'm looking forward to in ham radio. KF4TEK, this is W8BT, back to net.
All right, Travis, fine business. Was it the VE7 call sign you didn't get?
Yeah, what was the suffix of that?
Roger, Victor Echo 7, Bravo Quebec Hotel. Bravo Quebec Hotel, VE7BQH. So, yeah, Roger, this is the sideband activity. So we got two out there now who are interested in more sideband. So that's all it takes to, well, I guess, need one more to have a net. But very good. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services NES, and we are up to Steve, WD8QCN. How are you doing tonight, sir?
4TEK in the net, WD8QCN. Evening, Mike, doing great. And what have I been up to? Well, I just worked... Kuwait and Aruba on 40-meter FT8 here. Just discovered a new little problem with my HF rig here. Sounds like the fan is stuck on, so I think I've got an open resistor back there in the temperature setting. Go fix that later on. And what would I like to do? Gee, well, you know, I've been putting up with compromised HF antennas for years and years here, and one of these days, doggone it, I'm going to put up a 40, 45 foot tower at least, and stick a tri-bander or quad bander on top of it here, and start working some real DX. I've got a heck of a problem here trying to work into Asia these days. I can hit Japan, you know, during gray light, but gray line propagation there. But working the rest of Asia has been really, really tough. I've worked Japan and Korea. I think I've gotten Taiwan once. As far as the rest of Asia, I watch other people working them and just can't hit it. So trying to figure that puzzle out, especially off a vertical antenna, Atlantic dipole that's broadside to Asia, trying to work over the pole. It can be a little rough with Aurora and whatnot. Grab a nickel. Yeah, that's it. I need to upgrade my antennas at some point here, and one of these days I'll stop being lazy and go do that. That's about it for the moment here. Great discussion there on the front-to-back and front-to-rear ratios. Very interesting stuff. I will look into that some more also. That's a very good one. And speaking of which, if anyone else has topics for the net, please send those to Sippy, and he'll disseminate so we can pick some of those up and run with them. That's it for the moment. Back to you, Mike. KF4TEK in the net, WD8QUCN.
All right, a 45-foot tower. Now, that's something I think many hams aspire to, and only a few actually achieve. So good luck on that front, and let us know how that project goes as you work on it over the days, months, and years. All right, we're up to John, AK4GG. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and the rest of the group. Yes, unfortunately, my antennas stink, so I'm going to have to do some work on them this year. I've got a ZS6BKW, which supposedly is a multi-band antenna dipole, but I really only get two or three bands on it at the best of times, and I just haven't done enough on antennas, even though I study them a lot for work and also for pleasure. But yeah, so I will look up Victor Echo 7 Bravo Quebec Hotel and have a look at the Argies there. Nothing else to report. Better get on and let other people talk. Okay, thanks very much. KF4TK, AK4GG.
All right, John. Well, yep, your antennas are working at the moment, so however much they stink, you're at least still quieting into the repeater. So that's something. Thanks for joining us. All right, we're up to Bob, KN4SPO. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well tonight, Mike. Thanks for running the net. Great net tonight. I definitely got to say a wonderful net. Thanks, Brad, N7 IBV, for the topic on the back to front and front to rear. And this should probably lead into what I want to get into this year, since I'm on this wonderful IC9700 that I merely use to talk on the nets lately, a very expensive rig for just doing net actions with it. I got a little bit of work out there for the VHF contest, but my big deal coming into this year is satellite work. I think this radio is pretty much set up for satellite work, so using Yagis and whatnot for satellite transmissions, I think it kind of goes together, so that's good there. So I think I'm going to be hitting Brad up here to get more information on satellite, since I think he is the satellite man. Anyway, that's all I got for tonight. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
All right, Bob, fine business. Well, that's a mighty fine radio, and I am looking forward to hearing about your exploits in orbit. So good luck with that, and as you work on that, you know, bring your progress and failures and successes to the net and share what you learned and brag a little when something works right. So looking forward to that. All right, Kevin was no comment this evening, and that brings us to KO4QVB. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike. Yeah, this is KO4QVB. Really don't have any comment on antennas, but I think the second question that you had for us was, kind of wonder what you want to do in the future, and that is just started studying for my general license, so that's one thing I want to do this year. I'd like to try my hand at net controlling, and the third thing is kind of maybe get into a contesting, if you will. And yeah, so those are my three goals for this year in this hobby. So Mike, I guess back to net. This is KO4QVB. Thank you, sir.
Louis, that's awesome. I am totally 100% behind you trying your hand at the net. It is not hard. You read the script. You ad lib. People are very friendly and forgiving. And you bring people together and you have a great net. So any questions you have, let me know. Let Sippy know. And just jump in with both feet and have a great time. And thank you for volunteering. All right. And speaking of Sippy, KS1PPY, we're up to you. How are you doing?
KF4TK in the net, KS1PPY. Good to hear from everybody, and thank you so much for picking up and doing the net, and we'll get Louis on future nets hopefully soon. I'm still working on getting calendars set up so that everybody's on the same page, but thank you guys for keeping the nets going, keeping the information interesting. It's
It's always good to hear. Things for me have just been absolutely nuts, so for the most part, I just want to sleep. That's my thing for the future. But I am doing a little bit of work and studying for trying to get my extra this year, and gonna be trying to get back into my pursuit of the emergency preparedness stuff when that got me into ham radio to begin with. There was something else, but it escapes me because I'm absolutely exhausted. It's been long, long days of work as of late. So hopefully I get that reduced soon and have a better part of this new year. but I'll go ahead and turn it back to Ned for the moment. KS1PPY. All right, Sidney, hang in there, man. We know that, there are priorities in life, and ham radio is infrequently on top of the list for many folks. So keep on keeping on, and we're thinking about you, and check in when you can. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Forest Internet Technical Services Net, and we're up to Gil, KM4OZH. How you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, this is KM4OZH. Good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. Well, let's see here. What am I up to here? So I've taken all the VHF equipment out of the rover, and we'll be soon switching over and putting combination VHF and HF equipment back in for VAQP, which will be coming up on the calendar here. And so let's see here. So the talk of Yagi antenna front to back ratio, I have a prime example. I do not know figures, but in the contest this past weekend on 70 centimeters, my old Cushcraft Yagi, which I have only, now it's two contests that I've been using that, and I discovered that it works very well off the backside. So that was quite a surprise. It's very deaf on the sides, but to the rear, I obviously I worked two different stations during the contest that were directly, and they were at least 20 miles away off the back of the antenna. So that was sort of a surprise. I knew that it couldn't hear on the sides, but so anyway, that was. I need to do more research there and maybe some testing, signal strength testing with that to see what I actually have. But anyway, and then Travis WABT was talking about something that would be very nice would be more sideband on contest. And yes, I am a anti-digital guy, and I'm more in the phone area there. So, and let's see here. What was the other thing? Oh, the other thing was. McGarrett Nickel. Let's see. So the I lost my train of thought. Oh, with fox hunts. That's one thing I geared up several years ago. I geared up for fox hunts, and all the fox hunts have ended up being on Saturdays, which I'm disposed on Saturdays. So maybe hope to be involved in a fox hunt one of these days coming up. And that's about all I got for this evening, and Mike, I'll turn it back over to you. This is KM4OZH.
All right, Gil, fine business. Yeah, I also love me a fox hunt. I know there's a couple dates out on the calendar for fox hunts this year. I don't know if they're all Saturdays or not, but hopefully there's at least one that is not, so that we can get you out there hunting them foxes. So thanks for joining us. All right, we are up to KO4VNZ, Victor November Zulu. Chuck, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Mike. This is KO4VNZ. I'm doing pretty good. This is, this week, my single goal was simply to get on the air and meet someone. And among the very first people I met was Rich, who helped me quite a bit, do a profile on, what is it, KRZ? What I'm looking forward to doing in the future right away is get my general, because I just got my tech ticket this last month and just went on the air. And then secondary to that, I think I'm interested in maybe doing some Mars, because I'm a veteran, and I remember doing some with Mars when I was in the military. And then tertiary to that, maybe satellite or something. But basically, right now, it's just getting on the air, listening to you guys. That's why I listened to the net today, and because I don't know what I don't know yet. Over.
All right, well, achievement unlocked, as the young kids say, I believe, today. You are on the air. You sound great into the machine, and we are very glad to have you with us. So thank you for that. And I know there are, I think there are some folks on the in the club who do Mars-type stuff or who know something about it. So maybe we can shake those folks loose over the coming weeks and get some more information on that for you. And then we also have our resident satellite guy, Brad. At least one person I know who works satellites. I know there are other folks out there who work with satellites. So definitely have Elmer's available. So congrats on your call. Congrats on your getting on the air and achieving your first goal. Looking forward to helping you through your other set. So anything else for the net? If not, toss out your call, and we'll hopefully hear you Wednesday. KO4VNZ, anything else for the net?
Thank you, Mike. And that, this is KO4VNZ. I get my tang tangled up. KO4VNZ.
All right, stepped on you a little bit, but we got you. Thank you very much. And you're doing great. Yeah, I know all about the tongue tied. Okay, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we're up to Jason, W4JOT. How are you doing tonight?
KD4REE.
Okay, I was calling Whiskey 4 Juliet Oscar Tango, W4JOT. Do we have W4JOT? Maybe not. I did hear KD4REE checking in. I will put you at the bottom of the list. Thank you for joining us. We are up to on our list N7IVV. Brad, go ahead. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TDK, N7IVV. I have a time finding my mic. It's amazing what happens when you put it back where it belongs. You can't find it. I guess I need to start doing more on my satellite stuff. I haven't actually been on the air for a while. And I actually looked into that here last week for the VHF contest. And I mean, I looked into it. I mean, I looked at when the satellites were passing over. But by the time I did, it was outside the contest period. So what am I looking forward to doing in the very near future? I think I'm going to put up a new 80-meter dipole. A proper full length, not coils and whatnot. I'm not going to be able to get it up high enough, but I think it'll work better than what I've got. Although, you know what? I'm amazed. What I've got right now is a dual band 80-40 meter dipole that I've actually got in an inverted B configuration. It's one I picked up from MFJ, and it's really kind of amazing how short the ends are outside, you know, past the loading coils from the 40-meter side. So it ends up being a really, really short 80-meter antenna, but it still works. I want to get it back, a real one, and get my 60-meter hooked up again, because I've been doing some yard work and had to move cables around. So anyway, that's my near-term stuff. Long-term, I think I'll just take 1 week at a time here for now. Thanks for the corrections, guys, and updates. I appreciate it. You guys can always count on me for starting a good discussion, because if I come in and say things that are just sort of partially right, then everybody jumps in and corrects it, and we end up with a much better interaction, I think. Hi. That's why you keep me around, huh? Anyway, back to you, K4TDK and 7IVB.
All right, Brad, fine business. Yeah, my wife often misplaces her mic. Usually it's because I'm hiding down in the shack. Hi. Thanks for starting off the discussion, and good luck with that 80-meter dipole. Let us know how it goes. All right, we're up to K4GVH. Robert, you're still with us. How you doing?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. I'm doing great from what I've been through
Had my old sugar to go up that one day and went up to 510, but other than that, I'm doing pretty well. But got old type 2 diabetes, but I'm still kicking, but I'm trying to eat certain things, try to eat right, but it's hard. People tell me I can eat certain, people tell me I can eat things, and then turn around and tell you something different so you don't know who to believe. And different people tell me I can drink, replenish stuff like diet, things like lemonade, replenish like lemonade, but then they say it's got sugar in it, so I don't know who to believe. So I'm not going to drink any diet sodas with aspartame in them, like Coke Zero. I was drinking one of them, but I'm not drinking no more than them either. If I ever see a Coke Zero, I'll pour it down the sink. And the same way with a replenish, I'll pour that down the sink. So it's be dang if you do, or be darn if you don't know what to eat or drink. But I can drink water, I can drink that. And different people tell me I can't eat an apple, but I do eat one apple. And people tell me I can't eat oranges, so I don't mess with any oranges because they got a lot of sugar in them. But other than that, I'm doing well, and you're doing a great job on the warrants and net. And good evening to everyone on the net, and good evening to Brad as well. I don't know him as well, but I think he's heard me on this frequency before. But other than that, I'll be checking in here again Wednesday. But the next time, I will wait for you to do standard check-ins instead of just jump in and say, I'll wait. But sorry about that. And good evening to my buddy Rich. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH in 73.
All right, Robert, fine business. Well, glad you're still kicking. And, yeah, you know, if you look around long enough, you can find somebody to tell you you can't do anything. good luck sorting all that out. I know it's hard. We'll look forward to hearing from you in the future. All right, Sim, KD4REE, how are you doing tonight?
This is KD4REE. Yeah, sorry, I was distracted, and I thought you were asking for check-ins. I'm doing fine. Just listened to the Virginia QSO party on HF, and I think I got the dates confused, but I was able to listen to some contesters on 160 and 75 meters, and there were some sideband phone contacts, so that was interesting to listen to, and a lot more people were on 160 meters than I thought would be, and 20 meters was quiet, which is a bit odd. And that's all I have for the net. I'm going to try listening to the winter field day next week. Back to net control from KD4RE.
All right, KD4RE, thanks for joining us. And, yeah, good luck with winter field day listening. I'm interested to hear what's out there. I'm not going to get out there next weekend, sadly, but thanks for reminding us that it's happening. All right. Well, it's been a good long net, and I need to get somewhere, so I'm going to call it. But I encourage all of you to hang out and chat with each other. Don't need to wait for me to tell you when to talk. So I'll just say that this is KF4TEK. I would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Please stand by. Beauty. This is KF4TEK closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all and good evening. 73.
S1PPY, WD8QCN.
WD8QCN, KS1PPY, how we doing?
Tippy, doing real good. Hope you are as well. And just wanted to let you know, I chatted with Lewis a little while ago. He's definitely got a bit more power now. Sounds nice and clean in the repeater, as you probably heard earlier. And he did finally find that email of ours. So hopefully he'll be up and running real soon here.
Oh, fabulous. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm having a little bit of trouble with the calendar, trying to make sure everybody has access and can view it and see stuff. I'm not sure what's going on with it that makes it harder to for some people to access. Probably stuff to do with Google accounts and the fact that I just don't understand how permissions to view calendars works with this thing, but Kevin's helping me out with it. We're getting there. Once I get him, once I get that figured out, then I'll add him to the list of emails of people to view that calendar, and everybody should be able to see sort of a going forward point as to who's gonna cover when. But I'll try to keep that as organized as I can, given the crazy schedule I've had, over.
To that. Yeah, I know I've run into calendar sync issues or calendar presentation issues as well on a website. I was working on a website for a campaign here a couple years ago and had very similar issues to that. I don't remember how that got resolved, but I could probably track down some folks to help if you need it. Is that on the club website out visible to everyone, or is that in the members only section?
Right at the moment, this particular calendar for net running is just sort of between certain people that it's shared with. I don't think it's available on the website as of yet. It may not ever make it to the members only portion. It may just be net controllers only. I really just have to get it working for the first part first, and then we'll figure out where it's going to go from there. Over.
Gotcha. No worries. Alrighty. Well, how's work? You getting any relief? I know you were overwhelmed there for a while with having to cover extra shifts and stuff.
It was okay for a couple days, and then they were going to let me not have to train this other new guy since I had so much time going into the first new guy that bailed on us, but turns out I have a particular way of training and things that have to do with my shift that they just prefer me to train them on, so I'm back to training another new person and covering all the, doing the extra to be there on shift with him while he does it, so I'm hoping this next week I'll get back to some work from home days, and then some of my other projects have required monies that require Uber driving, so I haven't had a true night off in like forever.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't know how you do it, man. All that extra work and then the Uber on top of it. But yeah, I've got the annual sales meeting coming up in my office here this week, and I guess they changed their minds and decided to do it virtual again. And you know, 6 to 8 hours staring at the computer screen and listening to them yammer. It's kind of a schnoozer.
Yeah, roger that. Hopefully this week I'm supposed to do some of the stuff from home where I can just listen to them yammer and not have to be present in an office and, you know, actually paying attention real carefully. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes, over.
Yeah, I told the wife to keep the coffee coming next week, so... Oh, interesting times at any rate. All right, Chief, I'll let you get some downtime here. Take her easy. Good to hear you on, and looks like things are looking up here. We're collecting a few more net controllers, which is a good thing all around. We just need to get a pool of topics going, too, here, so we can, you know, fix them and divvy things up. And, so I'm not that imaginative anymore. It's hard to come up with things.
Yeah, I know that feeling very well. I feel less than prepared for net topics the last little bit, just because every time I've come up with it, it's been a last minute thing. I'm hoping that part of this calendar thing will include when you click on the particular or look at the particular day to see who the net controller is, there'll be a suggested topic. I figure I can take the beginning of the year and come up with a bunch of topics and just sort of spread them out through each one with a suggested, you know, a suggestion. So the net controllers, when they look on the calendar and see which day they're doing it, there'll be a little suggested topic in the event. And of course, you know, they can change it up if a better topic comes, or if they have a better. A topic that they really have a burning desire to talk about, they can change it, but at least there'll be some suggestions, over.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. Collect them up and see what we can do with them. Every once in a while, something hits me in the head and says, this is a good topic to bring up, and you know, folks will enjoy it and get some use out of it. So, more often than not, it's tough to come up with them. So, if we got some ideas to pick through, that'd be great. Anyways, we'll let you run here. You have a great night. We'll talk to you again here soon. 7-3 for now. KS1 PPY, WD8QCN.
Sounds good. 7-3, and we'll catch you probably when I'm out Uber driving here in the next little while. Just I'll give a holler out and say hi. Have a good one.
KS1 PPY clear.
K1 HTV W8 BT.